for giving me a second chance. Thank you for the blood you shed it on Calvary. Thank you for healing me. That's what you did, Lord.
New music now.
Oh, I need
That's Jason Singleton and the Sound of Destiny from the low country of South Charleston, South Carolina. I feel the spirit. Thank you for feeling it with me on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. This station is five cities strong all day long, and we're going around the planet at www.kaytfm.com. On this cold, cold January day, today is National Hugging Day, and having a heartfelt cuddle with your loved ones is not a bad idea at all on a day like today. Are you ready for the Bible Jeopardy Challenge? Well, I hope that you are. I'm going to give you a clue. I'd like for you to respond to this in the form of a question. Call me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500 with your response. If it's correct, I'll let you come sit at the front of the class. All right. Here is today's clue. Complete this verse from the Bible. See, here is blank. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Again, see, here is blank. What doth hinder me to be baptized? What goes in that blank? Is it fire? Is it water? Is it life? Or is it truth? See, here is blank. What doth hinder me to be baptized? What goes in the blank? Is it fire, water, life, or truth? The answer you are looking for can be found in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8 and verse 36. That's Acts 8 and 36. Find it. Get with me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. Use those numbers to call in birthdays and anniversaries, too. We're going to check the weather forecast for the five cities and for the weather event that's troubling our area, so to speak. All of that is coming up, plus music from Ron Poindexter. It's brand new, called Jesus Lift Me Up. It's just ahead.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. When choosing a lawyer, it's important that it will be one that has compassion, empathy, experience, and is willing to fight for you. Attorney Jonathan Goins is that attorney. Attorney Goins grew up with humble beginnings and has always excelled in every part of his life. He is driven to succeed and works hard for his clients because it can become overwhelming getting slammed in a car wreck or an 18-wheeler smashing into you. So when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. For more information, the number is 318-787-5607. That's 318-787-5607. For Attorney Jonathan Goins, a proud sponsor of this station.
I'm talking with meteorologist Cameron Kowalski of the National Weather Service in Lake Charles. Cameron, tell us about the weather event taking place here in Louisiana.
Yeah, so what we have going on right now is we have a coastal low pressure system occurring in the Gulf below us. And as that's starting to deepen and shift north and east, it's lifting a band of precipitation and moisture across the area. And, of course, that's overlaying an area of very, very cold temperatures. So we have a very cold column of air that's completely below freezing, and it's allowing the snow to develop with that. So just as we did forecast, and snow started after the midnight hour across much of the area and started increasing throughout the overnight hours, and is continuing to increase throughout here in the mid-morning hours. Some of the areas here have less than a mile of visibility, with some stations recording as low as a fourth mile of visibility. So we do have a blizzard warning in effect for portions of south central Louisiana, generally kind of along the I-10 corridor, extending from southeast Texas to the Iberia Parish. And of course, with that blizzard warning, that means that we have frequent gusts of 35 miles an hour or greater. And we have blowing snow with frequent visibilities around a fourth mile or less. So with that in mind, we want folks to be very considerate of the road conditions. We just had one of our meteorologists just show up for shift change, reported a tractor trailer had jackknifed on his way to the work. So it's definitely very treacherous for traveling, depending on where you're coming from across the area. So while we have these heavier snow rates going, I do encourage people to kind of be safe. If you don't need to travel, definitely lay off of unnecessary travel for the next several hours. What we're going to see over the next few hours is the system's going to continue to kind of shift to the east, and as it continues to shift to the east, we'll see these snow bands and swaths of snow kind of lifting up over the area over the next several hours, and then getting towards the noontime hour, we're going to start to see it start to taper from the northwest to the southeast. So kind of coming across the Texas area, we'll have kind of a clearing line coming through out the mid-afternoon with snow showers starting to taper off across central portions of Louisiana, say about in mid-afternoon hours, trending towards the dusk hours for southern and southeastern portions of Louisiana. So in the meanwhile, can still expect that 4 to 6 inches, unlikely to see some higher amounts within that. There's already been some reports of, 5 inches or close to in some areas, so still verifying those, but there's these definitely the potential for increasing amounts of snow throughout the morning into the afternoon to watch for.
Meteorologist Cameron Kowalski, thanks for the update. We'll be in touch with you.
No problem. Take care.
Let's check on the Five Cities weather forecast for Tuesday, January 21st. We begin in Alexandria with a 50% chance of snow showers before noon, becoming partly cloudy later with a high near 35. A mostly clear sky is expected tonight with a low dropping to 16 degrees. There's a cold weather advisory in effect for Shreveport. Mostly cloudy early, afternoon sunshine with a high only at 36. It will be mostly cloudy overnight with a low at around 20. Monroe also under a cold weather advisory. Cloudy skies early. Partly cloudy in the afternoon. Very cold with a high only reaching 35. Temperatures bottom out at 17 under clear skies overnight. A winter storm warning for Lake Charles. Snow during the morning tapering off and giving way to cloudy skies during the afternoon. It's cold with max temperatures at 35. There's a 90% chance of snow. Expect 3 to 5 inches of snow. The frigid weather continues overnight under clear skies with temperatures down to 12 degrees. Natchez, Mississippi also has a winter storm warning to deal with. Cloudy with snow showers mainly during the morning. There's a 40% chance of that with a high only reaching 33. We've got clear skies in the area overnight with a mercury dropping to 14 degrees. That's your Five Cities weather forecast for Tuesday, January 21st. Thank you for listening and stay safe. I'm Wade Hampton.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Ooh. Lift me up. Lift me up, my Jesus, lift me up every day. You're always by my side when your word can depend.
My Jesus, lift me up every day.
You're the fortress that I run to, only you I can depend. Rock that I stand on, a strong hand you always lean. My shelter in the storm, I will never be alone. With you by my side, Jesus, I'm never on my own.